When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219-9910.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
Blake's Two Value Hardware Center has plumbing, electrical, paint, and tools for every reason and every season. There's no better place to shop for do-it-yourself projects than Blake's. They're your one-stop store for a full line of hand and power tools and accessories, plumbing and electrical repair parts and supplies, padlocks and door locks. And now is the time to tackle caulking and weather stripping for energy conservation. Blake's has all the supplies you need. Blake's has insulation tubes and wrap and electric protection cable. You may also need a tarp or two during the rainy season. You'll find several sizes at Blake's. And don't forget incredibly strong Gorilla Glue 100% proof and Gorilla Tape. Enjoy barbecue all year round with a digital-controlled, heavy-duty wood pellet grill from Blake's. Both grills, the Pit Boss and the Louisiana Grill, are always priced right at Blake's. For all you hobbyists, Blake's Hardware now carries a full line of radio-controlled planes, cars, and boats. Blake's Two Value Hardware Center, 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles, open 7 days a week.
Have you heard what the Breakfast of Aging Champions is? Let's check what you had for breakfast this morning and how close you are to becoming one of those champions. This is Doris Lance with Your Healthy Habits. Start your day with a meal that is high in potassium and low in sodium. In addition, drink water throughout your morning, which can help prevent spikes in blood pressure. Lastly, a gentle way to support healthier blood pressure is slow, controlled breathing. The potassium, which helps the kidneys flush out harmful sodium, with hydration and controlled breathing, are the perfect start to your day. Here's a morning breathing technique. Sit up with your back straight in a chair. Lower your shoulders and take an inhale on a count of four. Hold briefly, then exhale on a count of five. Repeat this several times. Remember, this combination of potassium, water, and slow breathing has been proven to lower systolic, the bad kind, of cholesterol numbers. Example of potassium is choose from avocados, bananas, spinach, and citrus fruits. Add low sodium alternatives such as oats, oranges, grapes, buckwheat, and barley. Keep listening for more healthy habits with Doris Lance, author and adventurer and educator, who reminds you, don't let age change you. Change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News. Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange. For Friday, September 4th, 2026, I'm Kevin Will.
Labor Day celebrations in North San Luis Obispo County this weekend. Containment on Plaskett Fire grows to 20%. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 70s. It's 52 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar. Go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. Labor Day events start this weekend across San Luis Obispo County. In Paso Robles, the sensorial art installation at 4380 Highway 46 will feature special activities. A bounce house and bubbles for kids will be featured all weekend long alongside music every night. On Saturday, sensorial will offer complimentary wine tasting and a caricature artist. Art in the Park is returning to Morro Bay this weekend on the 5th, 6th, and 7th. Admission and parking is free and will feature over 100 artists alongside food and drink. Entertainment on the Midway and Playground stages and a kid zone. Art in the Park will be held at the Morro Bay Park, 734 Harbor Street. Cambria Lions Club will be holding its Pine Dorado celebration from Saturday, September 5th through Monday, September 7th. The Pine Dorado grounds at 950 Main Street will be open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily, with the parade on Saturday kicking everything off at 9:30 a.m. Paso Fire and Emergency Services is reminding residents about upcoming free chipping days scheduled for September 8th through the 10th. The County Fire Safe Council will provide free pickup of tree and brush trimmings at no cost to participating residents in qualifying areas. Residents must be located within a fire hazard severity zone in Paso Robles and complete a registration online no later than September 7th. Registration can be done at chipperday.com/slowFSC. Removing overgrown trees, brush, and other combustible vegetation can help reduce wildfire fuels and make homes and properties more resilient to wildfire. Containment on Plaskett Fire grows to 20%. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:12.
Blazin Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:13. Paso Fire and Emergency Services is reminding residents about upcoming free chipping days, scheduled for September 8th to the 10th. The County Fire Safe Council will provide free pickup for tree and brush trimmings at no cost to qualifying participating and residents in areas. Efforts to contain the Plaskett and Timber Fire in Big Sur continue, with some progress being made on the Plaskett Fire's containment. Yesterday morning, containment was at 1% with over 29,000 acres. That has jumped to 19% as of this morning. Meanwhile, for the Timber Fire, which ignited on August 8th, has burned through 25,000 acres and is at 23% containment. CAL FIRE cites steep, rugged terrain as a challenging factor for containing the two fires. Earlier this week, a segment of Highway 1's closure was lifted. The northern closure from Post Mile 56, just south of Little Sur, to Post Mile 45, just south of Big Sur's post office, will reopen. The southern closure supporting the Plaskett Fire's emergency response remains in place at the San Luis Obispo, Monterey County line. The Solo County Air Pollution Control District cites better air quality with the exception of Cambria as smoke moves into the Pacific Ocean. However, as it drifts down the coast and inland, periods of increasing smoke should be expected in Cambria, Cayucas, and Morro Bay. Paso Robles Professional Firefighters Union will be holding the 4th Annual 9/11 Memorial Stair Climb at the Paso Robles Event Center on September 11th, starting at 9 a.m. Attendees will have the option to climb the equivalent of 110 stories, the same as the World Trade Center, to honor those whose lives were lost that day. Anyone is welcome to participate in the stair climb, not just first responders.
Part of our mission statement at Paso Robles Fire and Emergency Services is interactive community engagement. So we're always looking for opportunities to engage with our community. And, you know, this is a prime example of that. And so we open it to community members. We open it to all first responders, anyone that wants to come out and either climb or just be there to support. We welcome everyone in our community and beyond.
That's Dustin Virgil, one of the organizers for the event. Sponsorship and donation opportunities are still available, which will go to the Elisa and Rook Burn Foundation's Champ Camp.
It's an annual summer camp for child burn survivors. And so the proceeds from this event go back into, you know, the youth and the fire service. And that just, you know, is really what this is about. It's about serving others and service before self. And, you know, we just feel fortunate that we're in a position to do that and to reach out to our community and reach out to some of our partners and to just continue to expand that awareness.
Signups for the event are encouraged but not required. All are welcome to show up at the Paso Robles Event Center at 8 a.m. September 11th, with the event beginning at 9. More information can be found at the Paso Robles Fire and Emergency Services Facebook page. A GoFundMe has been launched for Christina Railsback, the woman who was injured in a DUI crash on Wednesday, August 26th, losing both her boyfriend and unborn baby. Christina's GoFundMe page says she was driving southbound on the Cuesta Grade when a vehicle traveling northbound crossed into her lane and hit her head-on. She was 28 weeks pregnant, and both her unborn baby and her boyfriend in the passenger seat died from the incident. She says she is struggling with the weight of hospital bills, child care for two other children, and many other unexpected expenses. The GoFundMe has already reached its goal of $25,000, but any are still welcome to donate. Her boyfriend, 55-year-old Cesar Roy, was the owner of Gordon's Good Games in Atascadero. Nearby businesses expressed their grief at the loss of Cesar, with memorial flowers being delivered outside the business. Right now, it is closed until further notice, and a celebration of life for Cesar is being planned. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Cardinals 3-2, the Athletics over the Mariners 7-4, Pirates beat the Giants 5-2. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Nationals, the Athletics will go against the Mariners, the Padres will face the Yankees, the Giants will go against the Mets, the Angels will face the Pirates. In high school football, the Bearcats will host St. Joseph, Atascadero will take on Morro Bay, the Eagles will host Coalinga, Mission Prep travels to Bishop Union. In California news, a customer at an In-N-Out in Lake Elsinore fended off another customer earlier this week in a viral video online. 20-year-old Luca Opperman was waiting in the drive-thru line at an In-N-Out when he suddenly heard yelling from inside the restaurant. He saw a woman swinging a large stick with a sharpened end. Opperman jumped through the drive-thru window, fending off the woman who was attacking staff, and managed to seize the stick with no one injured. Police eventually took the woman into custody. A group of hikers were rescued on Mount Shasta on Monday during a 12-hour trip that used Google's artificial intelligence Gemini to plan it. The men departed at 3 a.m. on Sunday and summited at 7 p.m., far past the recommended turnaround time of 12 p.m. They became lost and one sustained a knee injury. The next morning, they were rescued by U.S. Forest Service Rangers and Sheriff's Office volunteers. A California woman who previously served a decade in prison after the death of an estranged partner in 2003 has been sentenced to 36 years to life in prison. 54-year-old Yolanda Marotti was sentenced for stabbing her wife, Rebecca Marotti, to death in her home in San Diego. Local News was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:19.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Western Ag Network. After a series of listening sessions, USDA has rolled out the Data Modernization Plan. Secretary Brooke Rollins.
It's a call for government technology that feels as intuitive and trustworthy as the best digital experience that you use every day outside of your interface with USDA.
The plan includes modernizing data reporting with pre-filled applications, a pilot program to enhance crop acreage and yield estimates, modernizing technology infrastructure, integrating data and technology platforms, and expanding trust and transparency with producers. And farmer sentiment approved again in August, according to the latest Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer. The index climbed 9 points to 135, marking its second consecutive monthly gain. Most of the improvement came from farmers feeling more optimistic about the year ahead. The Future Expectations Index rose 11 points, while the Current Conditions Index increased just 1 point. For the first time since June of last year, more farmers say they expect their financial situation to improve over the next 12 months than expected to get worse. 28% are anticipating better conditions, compared with 24% who expect things to deteriorate. The House passed its version of the continuing resolution to avoid a government shutdown at the end of the month. The bill now heads to the president's desk for signature.
Cattle Country Video will host its annual Frontier Fall Roundup Sale from Cheyenne, Wyoming on Thursday, September 10th, offering over 17,000 head of yearlings, calves, and bred females. Sale time, 9 a.m. from the Cheyenne Frontier Days Event Center. For broadcast, visit cattlecountryvideo.com and click the Watch Live button. As always, online bidding available via Cattle USA. It's Cattle Country Video's Frontier Fall Roundup Sale, Thursday, September 10th. For all the details, visit cattlecountryvideo.com.
Stay connected to the voices of agriculture with the Western Ag Network. Our award-winning broadcasters bring you dependable ag news, market reports, the Rodeo Roadshow, and the stories that matter most to farmers and ranchers across America. When you need timely information you can trust, turn your dial to the Western Ag Network. Tune in weekdays right here on this affiliate for your daily connection to agriculture, and you can always visit us online at westernagnetwork.com and follow us on our social media channels.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
KPRL News continues at 7:23. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. The California Department of Fish and Wildlife has approved new hazing options for ranchers living in counties with gray wolves present. State officials have scheduled training sessions throughout impacted areas that, once completed, will qualify ranchers to receive permits to use paint and inert-powered projectiles along with sustained pursuit to prevent wolves from attacking livestock. Last year, California confirmed 196 livestock killed by the predator. For many impacted livestock producers, have long held that the non-injurious hazing options given to them to scare off wolves, including shining bright lights and making loud noises, are not effective. Sierra County Sheriff Mike Fisher described the new hazing options as more frustrating than encouraging because the range and impact of paint or powder projectiles make them useful in only very narrow circumstances. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the upper 70s. Northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, low 50s. Northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny tomorrow, highs in the low 80s. North-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Sunday and Monday, partly cloudy Tuesday, cloudy on Wednesday, partly cloudy on Thursday and Friday. Mid-80s Sunday, low 90s Monday through Thursday, and 91 a week from today. Currently, it is 54 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:26.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Jerry Willis, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened lower and turned mixed. Investors are looking at a stronger-than-expected August employment report, though that could give the Federal Reserve room to raise interest rates this month. There were 162,000 new jobs created last month. The unemployment rate remained at 4.1%. Lululemon Athletica shares down 17% after the athleisure clothing company reported a disappointing quarter. Movie theater company AMC shares are up nearly 3%. Reuters says Hollywood is closing out its best summer since the pandemic. The summer season officially ends on Labor Day. And Tesla shares are down 3%. The Wall Street Journal says federal regulators are investigating Tesla's Cybercab to determine if it complies with safety standards. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda. Invested in you.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
The Estrella Warbirds Museum and Woodland Auto Display is open with new cars to see and so much wonderful history and fun. Aviation artifacts and memorabilia, and the flight simulator is so realistic and entertaining for all. The Estrella Warbirds and Woodland Auto Display on Dry Creek Road in Paso Robles, off of Airport Road. Open Thursday through Sunday, 10 to 4.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants.
California is our country. We must fix this state so our kids will stay. Only your trust can do that. Not politicians who try to fix government schools. Not politicians who claim to support our right to bear arms, yet utter such nonsense you know they neither carry nor train. To protect your kids and fix California, you must first fix your trust.
If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105 or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
Hi, I'm Lori, and I'm excited to introduce the new Paso Robles Travel Studio, a place where travel planning is personal again. From the trip you've been dreaming about to the getaway you didn't know you needed, let's plan something extraordinary. Call me at 805-257-5900. the Paso Robles Travel Studio, a place where travel planning is personal again. 805-257-5900.
Hello, this is Dr. Granite. People come to me all the time for marital advice and say, what is going on with my romantic life? So I tell them, do you have grout on your countertops? And they said, yes. I said, that's your problem. If you had beautiful countertops, she will love you forever. So here's what you do. You go to Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. Listen, love is grand, but divorce is 50 grand. This is how you save money. You go buy slabs. They have a buy one, get one free deal over there. They have three locations now. 447 North Main Street, 3850 Ramada, and our new location at 1101 Paso Robles Street. You know, I have saved 447 marriages so far. I could save your marriage today. So come on in, and I just want to say thank you to all our customers, all our repeat customers. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
Sam's Tree Service, a board-certified master arborist with over 30 years' experience. It looks like we will have an El Nino this year, and this can cause considerable damage to your property. Sam's Tree Service can help prevent possible damage by evaluating your trees and removing issues ahead of time. Don't let the nasty weather cost you money. Sam's Tree Service, getting to the root of your problem. Call for a free estimate or go to samstree805.com to learn more.
Don't forget, Ricky's Furniture Outlet next to Walmart in Paso Robles is having their big Labor Day sale through this Monday. Buy a sofa or love seat and get a free recliner. Recliners for as low as $399 and lots more. Open 7 days a week. And don't forget, on Labor Day, stop in for free hamburger and hot dogs at Ricky's Furniture Outlet next to Walmart in Paso Robles. All righty, email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech ready to go, and it is brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, your Honda Power Equipment dealer, El Camino Real Atascadero. Call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL. Join us on the Friday.
Last night I said these words to my girl. KPRL, the Morning Exchange.
Open Mic Friday, Kenny and Darcia this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, and... have at it. All right, somebody sent me, and you can probably find this, I guess, on YouTube. And it says, let's see here. Can we think of what could be possibly nicer than gathering together for a family dinner, sharing in the simple pleasure of a pizza from whatever, topped generously with pineapple? And yet, as charming as this scene may sound, it could quickly become something of a problem should one member of the family harbor a genuine distaste for pineapple. Okay, it's Domino. I guess it's legit. It's funny. Chris, have you ever seen the one with Domino's where the dad brings home the pizza with the pineapple? Well, they open it up and the little kid says, pineapple?
I haven't seen that commercial, but with the way you described it, it's like... It's the experience of every person who eats pineapple on pizza. One person who doesn't like it has to make it everybody else's problem.
Well, no, this commercial is funny because the kid, he picks up the pineapple, and next thing you know, he's climbing across the table going after his dad. And his dad throws him on the ground. And the next thing you know, the daughter that's sitting next to the dad, she's pounding his head into the pizza. And then the mom is throwing pineapples at the dad. And at the end of it, you can see he's being thrown out the window. It's pretty funny. Child, you know, or whatever. It's thank you for sending me that. That's classic. I love it. Let's see here. On the text, I heard an interview with Dolly Parton about 9 to 5. She said the director was correcting her a lot because her acting wasn't good. She told him it was his job to make her acting look good. Classic Dolly, indeed, indeed. Kevin, that chicken is marvelous. Pizza called the, no, I'm not doing it. Not doing barbecue chicken. All right. Anything else, folks? Let's see here. I thought I had that one there. Nope. Nope. I didn't. All righty. Let's see here. Labor Day weekend. Maybe you want to share what is what was your first job? And I'm not talking about mowing the neighbor's lawn. I'm talking about, and I'm not saying, it's going to sound wrong, legitimate, where you went out into the world and filled out the paperwork and got your first job, whether it was at wherever, Foster Freeze or someplace like that, if you can remember or would like to share that. Other than that, there's a couple of things I have come across, and that is apparently you have to be careful of when you go on the plane and the amount of peanut butter you may have. I don't know if this is a new rule or law. I'm not talking about peanut, like for a peanut butter sandwich. That is considered a liquid. And I don't know what the amount is. But anyway, before you travel, because when you buy your tickets, they give you all the rules, the do's and don'ts, and you can certainly find them easily. All right, let's see here. We have a New Jersey school district is being sued over a policy allowing students to change their name and gender without notifying their parents. How about that? Students are able to change their name in official school records, use the bathrooms and locker rooms that align with their gender identity, and the school guidance counselor decides whether and to what extent parents are involved in the decision. Change their name in the official school records? When will this insanity stop? When will this insanity stop? And also, according to, because the title was maybe a little misleading, but it had to do that kids could get, I guess, suspended for not using the proper pronouns. This stuff is between this and the nonsense going up there in Massachusetts. We've lost our minds as a country. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. And on our Labor Day, I wanted to answer your question and relate my first job in the real world. I was a water technician, a.k.a. dishwasher, at this old house restaurant in San Luis Obispo.
Oh, really? That place, yeah.
Yeah, I was 15 at the time. We lived out on that end of town in Foothill, and I rode my bike out there. And rode it back at night on Foothill Boulevard, if you can believe that. I was prompted to get the job in the first place because I was 15, looking to get my license, obviously, at 16, and a vehicle. My dad's like, well, you're going to have to earn some money, son. So there we go. That was my first job.
Now, you went into this place not specifically as a busboy. You were just looking to not a dishwasher, but that's just what you ended up as, was the dishwasher?
No, I think I went there specifically. That was an opening that was available there, and that's what I did. Went and filled that position. I don't recall how I knew about it, honestly.
Were you interviewed?
Yeah, but it was pretty informal. It's like, yeah, okay, we'll hire you. It's done. It's done.
So this
the kitchen manager was a pretty gruff guy who's since passed, Kerry Smith, who's a good guy. Yeah.
All right, so
there wasn't much of an interview process, but it was a real job. I had to go apply for it.
All right, yeah. So obviously this was after school or was on weekends only?
Yeah, it was in the evenings. I think specifically I worked on the weekend nights, Friday and Saturday.
Okay, and you were probably around older people.
Yes, I would have been the youngest in there, although one of my friend's older brothers was a cook there at the time. He's a couple few years older.
All right.
But yeah.
Okay, yep. So how long into it did you decide you didn't want to do this for the rest of your life?
I think I worked there for probably 3 or 4 months, something to that effect. Maybe 6 months. I don't recall exactly how long. But no, I realized I didn't want to do that, and I didn't particularly care for the restaurant business necessarily. Interestingly enough, to this day, I don't like carrot cake because I got my fill of carrot cake there. That was the only dessert they had.
Let's see here. So, but did you dread it, or hey, it was okay, and I need the money to.
Oh no, it was okay. No, I didn't dread it. I didn't particularly care for it. But no, I didn't dread it. It was my first job. I was excited. Yeah, no. I leaned into it. It was fine. It was a hot, dirty job. yeah. And this old house was an interesting place because I would be there late, and the bar manager, him and I were the only two left, and it was pretty quiet, and there was no lights out back, and I was taking the trash out back, and there's always stories of ghosts at this old house. I didn't have any stories to tell other than it was a little unnerving, but... one of the waitresses, actually a couple of the waitresses there, swear that there was a ghost there somewhere, and they saw curtains move and whatnot. I think it was just an old drafty building myself.
Well, okay, so you worked there for a few months. Did you get yourself canned, or did you retire?
No, I moved on because of school and football. Oh, okay. I didn't have time for it.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I left on good terms. I think I was making $1.25 an hour, I think it was.
Do you remember your first paycheck?
Yeah, probably was, I don't know, $40 or something. I don't remember. It was a lot, $50 or something.
Yeah, I'm just guessing.
But I saved it. I was good. I was learning to save money, and so I put it in my savings account. So, yeah.
I'm guessing most kids didn't think about how much they earned, and then when they got their check, how much was taken out. I'm just guessing because you were just excited to get the money.
Yeah, I was, and I can imagine the withholdings at that time for such a small amount wasn't a lot. Not when I look at my paycheck today. Good God.
Because I don't remember. I was just excited to get the check.
Yeah, no, I was absolutely no, and I had my eyes on saving money to get a vehicle.
So you moved on from that, went to school, and then what was your next job?
Next job would have been working at my dad's grocery store down at Shell Beach. I worked there for a few years, was an assistant manager. His partner was the manager owner of the store, and that I didn't like. And I did that for a few years before I got into heavy civil construction.
So,
and that was my first real job, and I'm sort of still in that today, 45 years later.
So I'm just kind of curious here, if you don't mind, so your dad owned this place. Was there any ever thought, conversation that, hey, son, when I retire, you'll, do you want to take over?
No, because he was a half owner investor, and his partner was in the grocery business, and his son and me were kind of the guys that ran the store with his dad, and so no, it wasn't that situation at all. So that was never a thought of mine.
Okay,
so I got
All right. Well. I don't know if parents would ever do it, but I wonder how many are somewhat disappointed if they don't get into the family business.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah, especially if you're building a family business. If you're building a business, you expect at least some of your kids to carry it on, I would think, because you're doing that, you're not just doing it for yourself. You're building that business for your family, and you'd like to see that carried on. You have an interest in it, and you'd like to think that your son or daughter would have the same and carry on the family business. Yeah.
Well, again, it's hard to second guess, but you would think. But I don't like this. I'm assuming you could understand disappointed, of course, but to realize that. You probably don't want somebody running a business that doesn't like it.
Yeah, it's not going to work if you don't like what you're doing. You got to like what you're doing, or even love what you're doing, really, and you'll succeed. And that's always what I remember I'm not sure where I heard this, but you know, if you love what you're doing and you're good at it, the money will follow. If you just chase the money necessarily, you're going to do something you don't particularly care for, and it doesn't work out as well or as often, maybe I should say.
Well,
but yeah, if you have a passion for something, you know, assuming it's something that has some benefit to society, so people are going to pay you for that service or product.
Well. What would be fun to go back in for the kids who didn't want to get into their parents' business, and they went somewhere else, and then they had to deal with, you know, just a bunch of lunatics at work and terrible bosses, thinking that, man, I could have been my own boss. I don't have to put up with this.
Yeah.
Like, oops. And meanwhile, mom and dad have sold the business off to a total stranger, so you're not getting any cut of it now anyway.
Oh, right. Yeah.
That would be painful to have to go
Indeed
through that.
It would.
All right, sir. Well, hey, thanks for sharing it.
Okay, you bet.
All right, let's see here. I had a telemarketing job. Is that really a job? At a Miracle Ear. I don't know what a Miracle Ear is. I had to sell their products over the phone to elderly people that were hard of hearing. It was absolutely ridiculous. These people couldn't understand what I was saying, so I had to yell, which made me laugh. Needless to say, I didn't last long. I'm not laughing because the people couldn't hear. It's just the description. You're selling a hearing thing and you have to yell. Oh, boy. All right, let's see here. What's up? Oops, the clock says this way.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. Paso Fire and Emergency Services is reminding residents about free upcoming chipping days scheduled for September 8th through the 10th. The County Fire Safe Council will provide a free pickup of tree and brush trimmings at no cost to participating residents in qualifying areas. Residents must be located within a fire hazard severity zone in Paso Robles and complete registration online. Paso Robles Professional Firefighters Union will be holding the 4th Annual 9/11 Memorial Stair Climb Event at the Paso Robles Event Center starting at 9 a.m. on September 11th. Attendees will have the option to climb the equivalent of 110 stories to honor those whose lives were lost that day. All are welcome to attend. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 70s. It's 57 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. Judge William Sullivan holds an inquiry this morning in the Lindsay Clancy murder trial, trying to preserve the jury after their note that one person is refusing to listen to the law on reasonable doubt, and defense lawyer Kevin Reddington's motion.
My motion is to remove this juror that refuses to listen to your instruction on reasonable doubt.
But Judge Sullivan refused. Now Reddington wants no more sidebars, everything in open court, going into day 7 deliberating whether Clancy had control when she killed her 3 children. The economy added more jobs than expected in August.
The expectation was 56. We came in at 162,000. The unemployment rate did stay the same, 4.1%.
Fox Business Cheryl Cassoni, an L.A. podcaster being arraigned on charges of threatening to kill the president on Instagram and harassing and cyberstalking Trump's personal lawyer and family on TikTok. America's listening to Fox News.
Election Day is November 3rd. We need every conservative patriot to vote, and then call 5 friends and remind them to vote too. We love seeing voters at the poll on Election Day, but whether you vote in person or by mail, the most important thing is vote. Visit rpsloc.org to see the candidates endorsed by your local Republican Party. Stand up for your family, for your community, and your values. Vote this November 3rd, paid for by the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick.
If you're planning a project, REDS has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call REDS On Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
Summertime is savings time at the Mattress Specialist in Paso Robles. Here's Rich London.
I got things on sale because I'm constantly getting things in. I'm getting the deals for everybody. So I've got high-end beds with Chatham & Wells. I've got medium-high with Eastman House. I've got other lines that are lesser expensive, but all are good quality beds, top quality to good quality.
The Mattress Specialist is at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. All right, clouds and sunshine mixed in on your Friday. And highs should be in the upper 70s and mostly clear tonight with a couple of clouds. Overnight lows in the low 50s. And then for your Saturday and Sunday, we're going to have plenty of sunshine and of comfortable low 80s. By Monday for your Labor Day, 90, 90 Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, upper 80s and upper 80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 8, up and down, 6:38 a.m., 7:27 p.m. We are at 58 degrees, and your weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. Community calendar is brought to you by the good folks at Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant. Well, you got a long weekend. Take advantage of it. Remember, they have brunch on weekends. Okay, volunteer opportunities. And this is out there at the Estrella Warbird and the Woodland Auto Display. A docent, gift shop, restoration, all trades, makes and models. Some odd jobs, not so odd jobs, some maintenance, some plumbing, just helping out in general. They're constantly growing out there. It's amazing. It's amazing, particularly for those of us that remember when they started out X amount of years ago. So if you're looking for an opportunity to help out there, they'd love to hear from you. Also, from time to time, I'd like to let you know that if your group or nonprofit organization has an event, even an ongoing type of situation, that you get the information to us ASAP. Just need a couple of lines, not three pages or anything like that. And again, if it's an ongoing, just get it in and it'll go into rotation. And all this is on first come, first serve basis. Best way to do it is to email reception at kprl.com. Community calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. I mentioned it's a nice holiday weekend, so enjoy either a lunch every single day, brunch on the weekends, and dinner Wednesday through Sunday. All right, the right choice, 7 minutes away from 8, and here we go. Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry, just one block north of the park with free parking. All right, local celebrities, Phil Emanuelson, Savannah McKenna. We also have Marty Harris, Tom Ennis, Elizabeth Joyce Lamb, and Kenny and Carol Lowe. Saturday's local celebrities, we shall see here, page two. Well, Ray's daughter-in-law, Jennifer Bubin, Sheila Haynes, Andy Scoville, Copeland Anderson, Alexander Gomes, Pam Lopez, Zaya Hoy, Shailene Arthurs, Robert Van Loon, Gail Tannehill Lloyd, Marion Richard. It says The Bob Thomas. I was waiting for the Bob Thomas show. Matt and Linda Ryan. On Sunday, Laria Molitaris, Jennifer Hurtler, Ryan Powell, Addie Baldwin's having a birthday. Faith Aragon, Mickey Garrado, Jennifer Moffitt's having one, and also happy anniversary to Fred and Judy Thacker. On my right-hand side, let's see what's on the list today. Who do we have? Oh, number two, Henry Ford, 1917-1987. Hello, Americans. Stand by for the news. Paul Harvey, 1913, 2009. It's me. It's Ernest T. Howard Morse. Remember him from Ernest T. Bass, The Andy Griffith Show, and others. 1919, died in 2005. Dick York from Bewitched, 1928. 1992, the actress and dancer and singer Mitzi Gaynor, 1931. 2024, Richard Castellano. He was in The Godfather, 1933, 1988. Dawn Frazier, Olympic swimming champ, 1937. The Hawk, not the original Hawk as far as I'm concerned, but the baseball Hawk, Ken Harrelson, 1941. Ray Floyd, golfer, 1942. Bubba Knight from Gladys Knight and the Pips, 1942. We have Gene Parsons from The Birds, 1945. Now we have Gary Duncan from Quicksilver Messenger Service. He was born in 1946. He died in 2019. We have Greg Elmore from Quicksilver Messenger Service, 1946. He's still with us. Tom Watson, big-time golfer, 1949. Doyle Alexander, pretty good pitcher, 1950. Onward we go from the Pretenders, Martin Chambers, 1951. Lawrence Hilton Jacobs from Misticotter, welcome back, 1953. Paul Householder, not a bad baseball player, came up with the Reds, 1958. Steve Lavin, basketball, he was once a head coach there for the Bruins, 1964. Mike Piazza came up with the Bums, catcher, Mets. Oh, that's two teams. He'll never make the top of the list. He's in the Hall of Fame. 1968, also continuing on, we have Wes Bentley from Yellowstone. He was born in 1978, Beyonce, 1981. And who else do we have? Victoria Morales, she was born in 1994. All righty. Passing away on this day, he was Bozo the Clown for a Washington TV show in the late 50s, but you know him as the weatherman, Willard Scott, died in 2021. Jean Darling, one of the actresses from, or actors, or whatever you want to call them, from The Little Rascals, she had that blonde hair. She died in 2015. Joan Rivers, she was funny. She passed away in 2014. Steve Irwin got something, anyway, he died in 2006. Her Villachaise died in 1993. Irene Dunne, the actress, 1990. And who else do we have? Albert Schweitzer, the philosopher and missionary and so forth. A medical missionary. He died in 1965. All righty. Going to the top of the list today. Not the best of them, I guess you can say. Really good athlete. He had hopes of playing basketball for the University of Kentucky, but that didn't happen. But he excelled in golf, baseball, football, and basketball while in high school in Georgia. But baseball, he was the best at. And he was pretty good coming up. Came up with the A's, but he didn't last along with the A's when they moved to he was never in Oakland. His time with the A's ended abruptly when he was quoted in a newspaper as calling team owner Charles Finley a menace to baseball. He goes to the Red Sox after Tony Conigliaro was injured. Of course, they make the World Series, and then the next year, in his full year with the Red Sox, he has a good year. He's an all-star, and I don't know, he hit about 41 home runs or something and led the American League in RBIs in 1968. And there was a time he was thinking of becoming a professional golfer, but the Hawk then had a great career as an announcer for the White Sox. The Hawk, Ken Harrelson, the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. Efforts to contain the Plaskett and Timber fires in Big Sur continue, with some progress being made on the Plaskett fire's containment. Yesterday morning, it was at 1% and has since climbed to 19%. The county APCD also cites better air quality this weekend. Labor Day events start this weekend across San Luis Obispo County. In Paso Robles, the Sensorio Art Installation at the 46 will feature special activities and music all weekend long. Art in the Park returns to Morro Bay, and the Cambria Lions Club will be holding its Pine Dorado celebration. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 70s. It's 57 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
He was one of the first ones, again, going back over 30 years ago, to have these many, many phrases such as, you can put it on the board, And after a guy struck out, he would say, grab some bench. And, of course, his famous home run, he gone. That's it, the Hawk Harrelson. Quite the personality. One more to go. This hour brought to you by Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.